You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What I want, you've got, it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a
well,
candle.
Here in Albany, Giants training camp opens tomorrow. So I thought, with this being the kind of unofficial beginning of the NFL season, we focus on the Giants. Super Bowl champion
the
Giants.
Super Bowl champion New York Giants.
With our outrageous claim this week. And here's what it, here it is. The Giants will miss Brandon Jacobs in the running game.
They will not miss. First of all, you can't miss a guy who helped your team finish dead last in rushing in the NFL last year. You can't miss that.
There was more to that than just Jacobs. I had my problems with Jacobs too, but it wasn't just Jacobs and Bradshaw that failed the Giants. That offensive line had some issues.
Oh, the offensive line didn't play well, but Brandon Jacobs, and listen, I'm not going to sit here and bash Brandon Jacobs. I am a fan of Brandon Jacobs. I am a proud owner of a Brandon Jacobs jersey. But the guy was past his prime. I mean, look
absolutely was past his prime.
Look at how many nibbles he got when he baited his line in free agency. There was nobody until, you know, the 49ers
paid him to be their backup. I
paid
know.
Paid him a little bit of money to be their backup. The guy is he's past his prime again. You know, he was the reason that the Giants did not feel a bigger blowback by the early retirement of Tiki Barber. He was able to take that torch and he ran well with it. Ahmad Bradshaw is a better running back, and the acquisition, the draft pick, David Wilson, will
yeah,
shepherd the blow.
I think Wilson will help, but I think the Giants... I think we're now kind of stacked with a bunch of speed guys,
no,
and Jake... Bradshaw has power, but you know, his game is more of a cutback, kind of hit the hole... speed kind of
no,
guy.
That is a misconception. Ahmad Bradshaw, who's obviously a lot smaller than Brandon Jacobs, but no running back is.
He's got great power, especially for his size. You're absolutely right.
How many double cut, take it 65-yard touchdowns did Ahmad Bradshaw have last year? You can count them on
how many double
one
cut,
hand.
65-yard
no
touchdowns have any New York Giant
exactly.
ever had.
David Wilson can provide that. Ahmad could do
right.
that
and
early
I, and
in
I'm,
his career.
I'm excited they picked him up. He can catch the
ball out of the backfield, which is huge. Ahmad does not have very good hands. Jacobs had terrible hands. Not to mention that the worst throw that Eli throws is the screen pass.
He's not very good at it. And why do we keep calling it? I know Gilbride gets a lot of crap, and I give Gilbride a lot of crap. Because sometimes, like, you just look at him and like, what are you doing calling that play? Like, bubble screen hasn't worked in 12 years. What are you doing,
The
man?
Bubble screen worked very well in the Tiki era because Tiki was great. And that, you know, then the screen pass, it was that little 5-year stretch where the screen pass was the most dynamic, unstoppable play in football. Tiki was great at it. Marshall Faulk, Priest mm-hmm. Holmes, LaDainian Tomlinson. It was a great play, and that's kind of fallen out of vogue. I'm a huge fan of setting up the screen, having the guy leak out of the backfield.
And I think we can do that better now. I mean, we're going to be much better at that this year.
With David Wilson, we'll be able to do that. I would even quantify to say that the Giants will drop from the last placed rushing attack in football to a top 10 to 15 attack with the acquisition of Wilson. He's going to obviously have some rookie woes he's going to have to get through. He has a fumbling issue, but we know that Tom Coughlin is a fumbling guru, and if you fumble for the New York Giants, you will not play.
Not do it again.
I
agree with a lot of that. I just think that Jacobs is a weird dude because for a guy his size and a guy who is a tough runner, who's a bruising runner, he was the worst short yardage running back in the history of the world. Never have I seen it.
Terrible. Well, that's
the only 260-pound running back who can get stopped on every third and fourth and inches.
This is
the entire season.
But it does make sense
in regular play. He provided some big runs, especially
fourth
toward the end of the season.
He was terrible, but the reason he's terrible, and it's a misconception, and Kevin Gilbride never adjusted to this, which it infuriated me. In those situations, you need to just squeeze through a little hole and get 5 inches. Brandon Jacobs ain't squeezing through anything. The guy is he's too big for that situation. There's bruising backs, but really what you're doing in short yardage situations like that is you're finding a hole, you're getting into it, and you're putting the ball out as far as you can get it. Ahmad Bradshaw is much better suited for the fourth and inches situation. I don't think the Giants are going to miss Brandon. And we haven't even touched on the fact that the guy is borderline bipolar. One day, you know, you're rooting for him. He's pumping the team up. As soon as something goes bad, he's bashing the fans. He's bashing the organization. He's saying he's not getting enough playing time, and he's
right.
being
and
a
that,
cancer.
That bothered, what always bothered me was you know, he'd have a terrible game and blame the fans for it as though we were the ones who tripped over you know, some offensive linemen's.
If you're averaging 2.8 yards a carry, you deserve to get booed in New York City. On top of that, what was frustrating about Brandon Jacobs is that when things were going great, he was too moody of a guy. He went with the situation and he either made it better, he exacerbated it. If we were going great, he's pumping everybody up. He's saying the right things. He was full of emotion right. and he felt great, but we start losing. He's still that emotional of a guy. And he's downtrodden, he's bashing the team, he's sulking, he's looking terrible, and that reflects poorly on the team. That's why I think the New York Giants, because they had some characters like that in leadership roles, Brandon Jacobs being one of them, that they would tailspin these last couple years. When they started losing, it felt inevitable that they were going to lose the rest of the games
mm-hmm.
because you know you get guys like Eli Manning that are even keel, that are going through it. Their highs right. aren't too high, their lows aren't too low. Brandon Jacobs was the polar opposite of that. His highs.
Right. I just think that Bradshaw has power, but I think his game is more quickness and speed, not nearly to the extent of some other backs, but I think his game is more slated towards quickness and speed. And Jacobs provided a kind of a new fold that people had to look out for, and he had some really big clutch runs that I think the Giants are going to miss.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not trying to bash him, but Ahmad Bradshaw is more of a one shift, maybe two shift, hit the hole, go downhill, straight forward. David Wilson will be able to provide outside the hash marks, breaking it off, again, leaking out of the backfield, catching screen passes,
yeah.
will be a more dynamic, a more diverse, and a more balanced running attack in 2012.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned this a second ago about Eli, the ever-calm Eli in the face of you know emotional guys like
right.
Jacobs. And I was thinking about this. Is there an NFL quarterback more suited to play with this team, with the collection of young talent that has to be taught With the mental and physical burden you have to carry, deal with New York City. Is there any quarterback in the league more suited to play here and play with this team than Eli Manning?
No, not now.
I think I'd go as far as to say that I don't think there's a quarterback in the league who could do this job as well as Eli.
I think there are some, you know, you look at the adversity Aaron Rodgers had to go through, the shoes that he had to fill, the scrutiny that was on him after taking over for Brett Favre, and also the fact that he's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
You know, I think Eli's always had that, but Eli also has a terrible case of Eli face, so a lot of players in the league didn't have the respect for his game. Wanted
right.
because he doesn't look like
right.
a great athlete.
He's got that kind of mopey thing, but
right.
it helps someone like.
But now
but it helps someone because mopey face is great when you've got Mario Manningham running the wrong route three times a game.
Right.
And the difference between Eli and Tom Brady for me, besides you know Tom Brady's other Super Bowl ring and you know like 6,000 passing yards.
Right.
The other Tom Brady. If he's on a team with Mario Manningham, and Mario Manningham runs the wrong route twice, they go over to the sideline and Tom Brady sprays some Stenson cologne in his eyes and then kicks him in the nuts. Like that's Tom Brady's screaming and
right.
yelling at that guy. Eli puts on mopey face and just looks at him and goes, "Come on, man."
And works with him,
and he says, "Yo, this is what you got to do."
Now that
blah,
Eli
blah, blah,
has
blah.
His second ring, his second Super Bowl championship, and he put together that regular season where his numbers were gaudy, and really elevated himself to an undisputed elite quarterback, now he's the best suited because the one thing that he didn't have going for him was the universal respect that he deserved because he kind of looks like a dude from time to time. But now that these young guys coming in,
that's the understatement of the century right there.
But now that these, and you know what? He's also grown a little bit more facial hair during the
years. That helps a lot.
That has helped.
That really does help.
So now that these young guys coming in realize I need to hitch my trailer to the Eli bandwagon if I want to be successful. When you add that component to all the other stuff he already brings to the game, he's absolutely in the very short list of right guys for the all job right. as a New York Giants quarterback.
All right. Keep it tuned to Two Guys, One Mic all August. Bricks and I'll have I think once a week we'll have a little preview of the Giants season, maybe break it down by position or by side of the ball. We'll do some Giants. We'll touch on the Jets and the Patriots, but Bricks and I being Giant homers and fans, and hey, we got a ring, so y'all can take a back seat for a little bit. So check that out all through August, all through training camp. And before we get out of here, I just want to...
And they're off.
As the field turn,
they're coming down to the line! Too close to call!
That is our Saratoga sounder. I'll mention quick, I went 2-2 last week on my best bets over the weekend. Not great. Two were hits. Two, very much, not so much. But you can check it out. Big weekend at the track this weekend with the Diana grade one and the Jim Dandy grade two, the prep for the Travers. So be on the lookout on 1045theteam.com for articles on that. You can follow me on Twitter at @JoeBianchino. Brixey on Twitter at @GameOnBrixey. Brixey, anything else, my man?
No, good show. Glad to be here.
Absolutely, man. We'll catch you next week on Two Guys, One Mic, and we'll leave you because it's the Olympics. What else? Go America. Have a good one, everybody. It's Two Guys, One Mic.